Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, August 7th, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner and buddy Clint Powell, and we're missing Dr. Chris Green. He's really just had to make a change after 4.5 years, and we are rocking and rolling with what we have going on. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. I was hoping I could get the title of Honorary Dr. Clint, but I'll just stick with Clint Powell.
Oh, we can give you some titles, but I'm not sure that would be it.
That's a different podcast, yeah. That's an inappropriate podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to talk real quick. I got to really think about what's the vision for this show. And, you know, for 4.5 years, Dr. Green and I, we basically chatted about health. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes had similar opinions and sometimes we didn't. But I will have to say that most of the time we really found a middle ground that was very good, very informative for people. And the thing that I really cherished about the 4.5 years with Dr. Green was the fact that I did learn a lot about the good stuff of traditional medicine, the good stuff. And he also learned a lot about how empty his toolbox was in regard to never learning a lot of different techniques and suggestions and protocols that he would have never learned the rest of his life if he had not been in the presence of listening to someone. Not that I'm an expert by any means, but someone who's had vast years and decades of experience. So those are the partnerships I think that are so valuable in life. And so my vision for this show, at least at this point, is to empower people so that they can have a bigger personal toolbox of options. Because what I'm seeing very clearly in this society is a great change toward victimization. And as long as the government, the medical community, or any community can make you feel a victim, what happens? You have to look for a rescuer. And that is not a very efficient, comfortable system, because that means that you have lost control of your decision making. And I'm really sad to say that there's a lot of that going on. So today I do want to, and I do a lot of work to prepare for this show. I don't just come on and just wing it. I look at studies. I'd really try to give stories about people I've observed that have done miraculous things within their own health world, whether they're really suffering and they get out of it, or they're maintaining their youthfulness, or.
Well, before you, because I know you got a list, I want you to go down it. One of the things that I would just add to that is I like the show that you are doing with Dr. Green, and I look forward to however it moves forward. But just learning to the power of asking questions. As somebody that's not a doctor, and I'm not an expert in supplements like you and nutrition like you and holistic approach like you, I'm not an expert, but just the ability to ask questions and understanding there's power in that to me is that's an empowering thing to know. Clint, learn to ask questions. And then the second thing is learning to ask the right people.
There you go.
That's it.
See, I love that wisdom, because if you think about, you get all your information from social media. You get it from the algorithms that already know what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. That is probably could be the most dangerous for our future that there is. And the fact that we have lost the art of listening. Mm-hmm. And I've spoke about on your podcast that you did asking me the question about power of the divine. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about a little bit of that. And what is your podcast?
During the Break podcast.
Yeah.
DuringTheBreakPodcast.com.
You've been doing that how long?
4 years. I'll be hitting within the next 2 or 3 weeks 800 episodes.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot of work. I know, unless you did this, you wouldn't realize how much effort is put into that. And so, yes, the art of conversation has gone way down because of multiple reasons, and listening is a lost art, which I spoke about. And we need to have healthy debate to learn. You know, if I fly small airplanes, and I will have to say that, you know, me watching someone land a plane and then us talking about it, or me landing a plane and we talk about what could I have done to improve that is so valuable to me improving as a pilot. Well, if we're going to talk about health, then we also have to go down that same path. And the power of asking questions is a great motto for life, actually. The right questions, and but you have to ask the question with an open mind and a listening ear, because if you're trying to ask the question as a way to prove that you're right and they're wrong, that's not the way to ask questions. And Dr. Green was awesome about that. He really is. And I love healthy debate. I love healthy questioning, because I am not immune to changing my mind. Even at 65 years old, one thing that I have learned is that I certainly have a lot of room for knowledge improvement and errors that I have made up for a lot of my life. And if something makes sense, I'm willing to change that.
Well, I know you had a list in front of you, so I'm not going to hijack it, but I will say this. They're going to have to come out with a bunch of research to teach you, or to if they say tequila's bad. They better come with a strong study.
There's not going to be enough studies. I don't have enough years in my life for those studies to be done.
It better be done with millions of people over hundreds of years. So.
I've got just two or three vices, and that's probably the worst one I have.
Yeah, it's okay.
And that's okay. And you know what? I chose a long time ago not to live in a cave, because there are people that I have dealt with over my career who have isolated themselves in a world of hurt, a world of worry, a world of fear, and they have ghosts that are on their back all the time. And one of those ghosts is food. They have fear of food. And now we need to be wise about food choices. We're seeing more and more fast food places that open. Nothing opens that seems to have, at least in this town, have more really good, I won't say organic, just from local and prepared properly and using the right ingredients. And I want to say this real quick, and I know I've mentioned this sometimes at the store. I'm going to lunch. I go to lunch every day at 11. Somebody may ask, where are you going to lunch?
Yeah.
And I'll say, going to Bud's.
Yes.
Bud's? How could Ed Jones eat at Bud's? Let me tell you what Bud's has.
Bud's is awesome.
One is, they have a bar, yeah, and they have a smoking section, yeah, but it's on the right-hand side. I go to the no smoking section. They have one of the best broccolis, best coleslaws. Today I got zucchini, or Friday I got zucchini and squash. And I used to get a plain hamburger patty with nothing on it. And that is all my protein. And I do take olive oil in, like I've mentioned many times. We need more healthy oils on every meal we eat. And you're not going to get those at any restaurant. So I pour a little bit of olive oil, tablespoon or two, on something. Sometimes I just pour it on my coleslaw. But Bud's, I mean, for $8, you get a great lunch.
Well, and not only that, back to the tequila and other stuff. We were joking, but part of life is learning moderation. And those things that help you enjoy life, if you cut that out, then just if you're so strict that there's no room for these little vices that add a little extra goodness to your world, all of a sudden you're like, what's it all for? So adding a little bit in from time to time is a great way to stay actually more disciplined and on track, because you're not just barring yourself from anything that you consider, you know, a vice.
Human nature will break if you're too strict, and you will flip to the other side. I know there's a saying that says Alexander the Great and his mule driver are both buried in the same ground. And, you know, I don't care how much status, how much money, wealth, and power you have, we're all going to the same place, and we're all going there pretty dang quick. Now, I think a lot of times in my life, I have, like, set up a plan as though I were going to live to be 150 years old. Well, I'm not. We rent these bodies. They are going to expire. And I really have come to the conclusion after watching tens of thousands of people through their health journeys and many, many, many thousands pass away, that I have been privileged to help along their path of health, is we can vastly improve the quality of life. We can at times improve the length of our life, but I think we have far more ability to improve the quality of our life. And I almost believe that we have a kind of like a time clock within us that is ticking. And, you know, there was an old theory that we were born with only a certain amount of heartbeats. And I found that very interesting many, many years ago or decades ago when I heard that. And luckily, my heartbeat rests at 52 beats a minute. So I thought, wow, I'm going to live longer.
Conserving years, yeah.
But if that's true, or the other saying is, we only are born with a certain amount of breaths within us. And I tend to almost think that we are. So again, I've had a, you know, if something happened to me tomorrow, I've lived a heck of a life. Mm. Things work, food works, nutrients work, and we're in an area now where, and I've seen this for 43 years, that the media and the powers to be are trying to sway people away from anything but pharmaceuticals.
Well, I don't, we've said this so many times just in the last few weeks, but just between me and you, people will point to things that, that prove whatever they want to prove. In other words, if you were to pass away tomorrow, well, look mm-hmm. what all that he did and he passed away. We all pass away. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. Yep. The point, we're not trying to defeat death. We're trying to make the most of the life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Death is truly not an enemy. And I really feel that the more we recognize that, the better we can live today. I heard something about an ancient sage who lived most of the end of, last half of his life visualizing a huge sword over his head that was suspended by spider webs. And that sword, I mean, if you imagine that, of course, how precarious each day is. And I told somebody this a few weeks ago. I said, can you imagine? We're driving down the road in a car, and I said, just imagine if tomorrow you knew you would lose your eyesight, how much differently you would look at the leaves on those trees.
Absolutely.
And to be that connected and present is a goal of mine. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy choice because we're pulled in every direction known to man. And then not being physically healthy takes us down a big notch, but it doesn't eliminate that we can still have a good life. But there's so many good options, and I want to empower people, and that's what this show's about.
Yeah, and you had a list of stuff you wanted to talk about before we take that first break, I think.
Oh, we're going to talk about all kind of goodies, from something to do with why Cokes are making us fat, something you've never heard of, why melatonin needs to be in your toolbox of emergency medicine. I keep reading more and more about this, and it has come to the surface that we all need melatonin for a reason that you will be shocked about. So we're going to talk about that, plus about six other things that I've got big notes on. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about fitness with Gold's Gym. So that, plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my buddy Clint Powell, and pretty often, a couple months, we talk to someone about fitness, and today we again are going to be talking to Allison Oren, which is the marketing manager at Gold's Gym. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I do a lot of chatting and jabbering about lots of things, and one of which is physical fitness, exercise, and the importance of that. And I really, about a year ago, I have a TikTok account where I have 2.8 million views, and it's under EdJones63, if anybody wants to look at that. But I've said on there very often, fitness is the currency of our life, one of the currencies. We need money currency, but we also need fitness. And what does that mean to me? It means as we age, the same thing that money does in your big bank account, as you get closer to the retirement age or you get older, you need more things. What do? You pull from that account. Well, guess what? When you're not physically fit and we start getting older, you fall. You have an accident. You don't recover as well. You have more susceptibility to decline of your health if something happens. Let's say COVID, a car wreck. I know three people in particular who attribute their life today to the fact that they lifted weights in a gym before something horrible happened, which was like falling off a horse and having two other people with car accidents. And they both, all three of them were told, if you had not been physically fit, you would have died. So I'm hugely invested in this, as everyone knows. So I know, you know, there's people listening who they all know this. I don't think anyone's going to argue with this theory. The question is, what do we do as a practical means to accomplish the goal? And everybody can choose their own path. Here's my advice, and I'm going to let you talk in a minute, I promise, is home gyms don't work. Just forget it. You're never going to be superiorly fit at home unless you are really, really driven. I know Clint can because he's a boxer. He works out at home. He has a system. Most people cannot do what Clint does. I couldn't do it. I had when I was married. I had it. Never could I reach the level of intensity that I needed to be superiorly fit. So what does that mean? It means you need to go somewhere. And there's many options to go to. I do work out at Gold's Gym. I work out at Gold's Gym on Lee Highway Monday through Friday at 5:45. Never miss a day. And so tell us a little bit more about Gold's Gym, Allison.
Yeah, so our Gold's Gym locations in Chattanooga, there are three, downtown, Hickson, and Lee Highway, as you mentioned. They've all gone or are undergoing many improvements with new equipment, an overall new look and feel. We're really excited about our downtown location. We're going to be adding in some more boutique-style amenities. So they have everything that you need to meet those fitness goals, to get in shape, to better your health, including the support of personal trainers, a village of people who are there, like-minded individuals who have the same goals as you, which you mentioned is so critical. That's one of the reasons why people in gyms have more success than people at home, is that they have that community of people that are rooting for them. They have that support and that accountability, which is so critical.
And, you know, just being around other people who are pushing themselves, the energy is contagious. And I know I work out with my friend Brian every morning. I worked out for 35 years with no one. I want to advise people, don't feel intimidated if you've actually never been to a gym, because I know at Gold's, it's you kind of like, nobody's paying any attention to you, number one, I'm telling you, unless you're doing something foolish. And they're all in their own world. But then all of a sudden, you know, you're on the treadmill, and if we talk to another person, you might end up getting a workout partner. You might not. You don't need one. Goals has some really good trainers at, and I know most, I don't know the other gyms. I know at Lee Highway, there's several excellent trainers who've been there for years. And I see them with their clients, and they really care. They show people how not only to be fit, but how not to hurt themselves. And that's one of the worries, I think, of people as they go into the gym settings. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to hurt myself. You don't have to keep doing personal training. You learn the basics, then you can carry on yourself. There was a study done that talked about grip strength. I just read this yesterday, and not enough has been said about grip strength as we age. And this is what the really credible people are saying. It may be the strongest physical association with longer life, and it's right. And that is so powerful, because we know, I mean, we all look at our grandparents as the age, and you can see, if you think about it, their grip strength, they got to where they couldn't open jars and they couldn't pull here and pull there, and what happens with that is the rest of the body's falling apart. But that is one of the more vital parts to prevent falls, to catch yourself if you do fall, to not drop things, all the things that come with living a quality life. Well, how are you going to have stronger grip strength? Exercise is the only way. Taking nutrients won't help that. Thinking positively won't help that. You have to go and exercise. Do you do much grip stuff, Clint?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot. And Allison, I'm going to kind of take that and segue into this. I've ran gyms forever when I was younger, well, 5 years, and I was a trainer, and I love gyms. I work out by myself now just because of necessity, a lot of it, but I love the energy of a gym. My question to you on the gold side is, I know it's super important to keep your facilities updated and you have equipment, but on the personal training side and the energy side, as far as making people feel at home, I'm imagining that's an even more important part of your training in the world today, now that we're hopefully getting through some stuff back to a new normal, making people feel comfortable and embracing your staff to contribute to the energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. We work really hard to provide a supportive gym culture, whether it's other members, whether it's our front desk team, our management team, our personal trainers. We work really hard to create a culture of community. We host a lot of events that bring all of our members and team members together. So we really want that positive culture. We want you to be able to walk in and see a familiar face and know that someone in there is happy that you're there that day and can help you out, whatever goals that you're looking to, you know, to meet on that specific day. So the culture is a huge part of it. The energy, as you mentioned, when the music's playing and everybody's there working hard, you feel like such a part of something that is so special. And it's exhilarating, and it really does motivate you to work harder and to do better.
Well, and sometimes you don't even – I hate to poo-poo exercise, and I hope you don't take it this way, but sometimes I may not be looking forward to the exercise so much. I'm tired. But I do look forward to seeing my friends or the other people there or the energy. I look forward to that, and sometimes that's the pull I need to get in there and do what I need to do. And the other thing I'll say, and I'll kind of hand this off to you, Allison, but there's a lot of people out there that say they want to do something, right? I want to lose weight, or I want to have functional strength. They just don't know where to start. And a lot of times when you get in with a trained staff member or a personal trainer, simply just knowing what first step to take in a healthy manner can just change your life.
Yeah, from the very beginning, we want to set our members up for success, and we schedule a fitness consultation that we cover the cost of, where they can sit down with a personal trainer. They talk about their current fitness status and health, as well as what goals they hope to achieve, and work with that trainer to kind of put together a plan for success to help them get them to that goal. So it's a great way for somebody who has no experience in a gym, doesn't really kind of know what they want to do. They just know they need to make a change, to sit down with somebody who can kind of go through it all with you and put together a plan for you. It's really an important way to start.
Yeah, I love that. And the thing is, I've been at Goals from day one. I was there when Rush had it for many years. I have no clue what the pricing is, but it seems to be reasonable from what I see the ads. Is there a standard price, or what is the going rate?
You can join right now for as little as $5 per week. So really? $5 a week, absolutely. $5 a week gets you access to the group classes, to kids club, to miles of treadmills and weights. $5 a week. I mean, that's basically the cost of a cup of a fancy coffee that you spend on it every day sometimes. So for $20 a month to get your health is pretty amazing. And I would just encourage everybody kind of to do a fitness check-in. You know, here we are all the way, you know, into August already, and some people may have set a New Year's resolution and they're looking back now and thinking, gosh, I didn't do that. It's not too late to start. Whether you want to get in better shape or improve your overall health, it is not too late. Now is the perfect time to go ahead and get started. Don't wait for that resolution in 2023. You know, do it now. We're going to be heading into the holidays here before we know it, and establishing a healthy habit and a fitness routine before the holidays hit is going to be really crucial to kind of staying on track during the last few months of the year and building that momentum to start fresh in 2023. So I will just encourage everybody to take that step. Do it now. Don't wait for a resolution. Now is the time.
Well, I mean, you can have a 12-month start at any point in time during the year. This could be your New Year's resolution. Your New Year's could start right now, right? That's just
absolutely.
12 months is going to go by from right now, and if you plan on being in better shape, then your New Year's resolution can be in August. That's fine.
Yep, you start now, and imagine where you could be by the time January rolls around. People don't realize how quickly the body can respond to exercise and improve diet. The body responds pretty quickly, and by, you know, January, you could be completely different health-wise than you are right now. I know Ed can attest to how quickly the body can recover from things like diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, the effect that exercise can have on that, and pretty quickly.
Yes, and I want people to know that no one bothers you when you go into goals. So if you don't want to be social, you don't have any need. It's not like a church. You know, people want to greet you because they're wanting to be friendly and kind, want you to join. You can do what you want. It's totally, totally comfortable. And again, I think your point is well made. And go back to what I said originally, physical fitness is the currency, especially of aging. Would you want to start saving for retirement at 59 years old? No, you wouldn't. If you waited till then, you could still make sense in it. But currency in physical fitness wise is going to be far easier to achieve at 59 and 69 and 79 than a retirement of money that late stage. Because, as you said, the body is so resilient, so powerful. It wants exercise. It wants movement. And you combine that with the right foods and the right mental state and the right nutrients. Miracles can happen. I've seen so many people turn depression around. It just that alone, the anxiousness and anxieties that are just rampant in this country. Hey, you know what? I tell people all the time, because I'm really kind of over-disciplined. I just go, you know, I've been going to the gyms my entire life from 15 years old. I'm 65. And it is my medication. It's my mental medication. If I was the average person, I probably would be on some drug to help treat, just to calm my mental state down. Guess what? I use the exercises at Gold's as my medication, and it has no side effect.
Yeah. We are in a mental health crisis in this country, for sure. And as Clint mentioned, sometimes you just need that mental break from your day. You're not looking forward to the physical exercise, but you need that routine, that camaraderie, that connection with other people. And the gym is a great place to have those positive experiences.
Absolutely. And the last thing we'll end here is, and not by any means like I'm the gold standard, but I always say this: 2 times a week exercise, not enough. 3 times can maintain you quite well, and 4 times is optimal. If you can only do 2 every now and then in a week, that's fine. But you want to shoot for 3 to 4 times a week. And what I always advise is, if you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, did I work out yesterday? And the answer is no. You get your butt in there. No matter what it takes, even if it's for 20 minutes, you make yourself do it, because habits are built in 12 weeks. If you can do this for 12 weeks, it is far more likely you will stay with it. So you make the goal of 12 weeks. And so for people to find out more information or to find out how to sign up, what do they do? Please.
We encourage you to stop in to any of our area locations, again, downtown, Lee Highway, or Hickson. They'll be happy to show you around, or you can sign up online at goldsgymtn.net.
Perfect, perfect. All right. Stay on the line because I want to ask you a question when we're done here, Allison. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I'll be covering about 7 very important points on health that I have that you probably won't hear other places. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones with Nutrition World, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living and truth. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. I want to say something that I learned about an hour ago before I came in, and I want to use kind of a setup story first. Can you imagine, Clint, if, and I won't use any denomination, let's say there's a church denomination that had a lot of control over social media, and all of a sudden they started censoring anybody else's wisdom words that did not agree with them, and saying, just if you don't pray this way, then it's wrong, or it's not going to work, or it's not valid. How ludicrous would that be? Well, my daughter did an amazing podcast on something that was removed because it was dangerous. It was removed an hour ago from YouTube.
Ooh.
Well, and I've spoken of this on several occasions, how the baby food formula industry is a mafia. There is no doubt. It absolutely has put lobbyists in place that have controlled the entire future of baby formula. Only 3 companies can produce it, but the sad part is no one can compete with them because of the laws. In other countries, if you were an entrepreneur and you were smart and you had enough science to back you up and safety standards, you could produce a baby formula that hopefully competition generally drives things in a better place because you want to improve, but not in this country. So we have three companies that make baby formula using corn syrup, the worst oils on earth, and every synthetic version of nutrient you can find. Well, Weston A. Price and other groups that care about the health of people know how to do a lot of homemade things. Homemade means you do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a based on 1980 study of the U.S. government, what it takes to form a good baby formula. If you do these ingredients, this makes a baby formula totally safe and very nutrient dense. Well, that was what this company called Mount Capra has put together. Well, we have carried the separate ingredients. It takes 11 ingredients. You have to make it at home because, again, no one can produce a baby formula, but you can produce the individual ingredients. Well, all of a sudden, YouTube says it is dangerous information and cannot, and they removed it from YouTube.
Wow.
I was blown away by that arrogant nature of YouTube. Just because you don't agree, there's levels that I think if things are dangerous, truly dangerous, like I wouldn't tell, you know, if someone came on there and said, well, drink a little bit of arsenic for your health. Well, of course, they need to remove right. that. This is backed up. And so they removed it. Makes me furious in a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. And the thing is, the children now, we have the highest level of incidence of poor health in children we've ever had in the history of civilization, probably. And part of that is due to the lack of nutrition. And the Pediatric Association just came out, finally, that they're recommending breastfeeding again for a period of at least 6 months and up to 2 years, because I don't know if the pressures to bear or truth generally will bubble up with a long enough time. So now they're finally saying, hey, breast milk is far superior.
Well, think about what you just said, though, before we move on to your list. It's a lot of it comes back to parents. I'm guilty of what I'm about to say. We have become a society of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier for me to buy the formula. It's much easier for me to run through McDonald's. It's much easier for me to give you a tablet and play on that instead of engage with you. It's much easier. I'm busy. And so we just hand off these really critical things. The TV babysits our kids a lot of times, and fast food feeds our kids, or the formulas. And you pick up a stick, you get both ends. You get the convenience side of it, but what's the unintended consequences?
There you go.
We don't think about a lot.
And as I spoke about earlier, building currency of fitness, well, we also build currency of health. And that starts from day one of a baby. And I'm just very saddened by the fact that, it's such a aggressive motivation by these companies, because if you had a wife and you went to the hospital and had a baby, you will have a case of one of these formulas at your house within 2 weeks. That's not unethical per se, but let's at least allow competition to come in and say, hey, we have a better formula, please consider us. And they won't allow that. I want to talk about things that we should empower or consider to empower ourselves for safety of our health. More and more studies are coming out on melatonin, but not for sleep. And it's a really credible person said melatonin may be the most important nutrient and antioxidant found in nature. And in fact, the simplest of organisms, down to anything in a petri dish, actually has melatonin. It stimulates glutathione, which is the master antioxidant. If you have enough glutathione, you can probably detox diesel fuel. That's where we lack as we age. So, there's many methods. NAC is one way to make more glutathione. But what I want to say about it being in your emergency kit, they found that if you have a heart attack, one, if you've been taking melatonin and your heart lacks oxygen or your brain, you have a far greater chance of recovering. But if you actually have a heart attack, taking 10 to 50 milligrams very quickly could save your life. Well, it can't hurt you. It might make you sleepy. That's the only downside. But if it's going to cause the ability of the heart to preserve itself during lack of oxygen, very important. I don't really use melatonin too much, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to use it probably the rest of my life just as a protective mechanism.
I take Life Essentials?
Yes.
I take it every night and I learned this the hard way, but I take it about an hour and a half to 2 hours before I want to go to sleep. Because if I take it too late, I kind of groggy in the morning, but it doesn't take much to affect me with it. But I take that every night based off your Nutrition World's recommendations years ago.
Yes, and I'm like you. If I do it too late, I can feel a little groggy. It's timing. Mm-hmm. It's dose and timing and quality of product. So please consider that as something to keep in your house. If you don't even need it, at least keep it, because we can do so much for ourselves that's outside of the toolbox of traditional thinking. Now, I want traditional thinking if I'm having a heart attack. I want to go to the hospital. I'm not going to grab my herbs and nutrients. But what can I add in addition to what they don't know? Melatonin is one of them. There's a wonderful Instagram that I really encourage people to join, and it's called Natural Nurse Mama. Mama spelled M-O-M-M-A. She's a nurse, and she's very, very educated and vocal about children's health. And we started selling a new water filter that I love, and it's a carafe. It's one that you fill up every day, and mm-hmm. it filters the water. There's only two carafes or water filters I've ever seen that truly removes fluoride from water. Everything else removes chlorine, a few pieces of lead, a few things. Well, the fluoride itself is very damaging. In fact, on yesterday's Instagram, Natural Nurse Mama said it has now been recommended to not use fluoridated baby water, fluoridated baby water to make formula for over 20 years due to the risk of decreased IQ. See, IQ is decreased with fluoride. It's a known fact. And that is very scary. In fact, the study found 9.3-point decrease in performance IQ between areas of fluoridated and non-fluoridated water. So for all of us, it's important to not have fluoride in most of our drinking water. Now, if you drink Dasani, it probably doesn't have fluoride, but what it has is pieces of plastic. They actually say that within 1 to 2 months of drinking regular amounts of bottled water, you have the amount of plastic that would be about a half of a credit card.
What?
That's how much. And you know what? Plastic is estrogenic. That's why men have boobies that they didn't used to have in the 70s.
No, wait. Back up, mister. I'm just dropping knowledge on everybody. Hold on a second. You're just running through this like a Pez dispenser. I got half. If you're drinking bottled water. Now, I don't currently. I keep them in the basement in case we're ever out of water. So right. I keep them so I can boil it. But I have in the past. Mm-hmm. You're telling me if I drink it enough of it, half of a credit card basically in my body?
Yep. And that is absolutely provable. We're causing our own demise by convenience. And I'm sure there are a few bottles out there that are not doing that. Yeah. But they're the more expensive ones. The average water bottle is horrible stuff, and it's really tap water. They don't care about the quality, and it probably doesn't have fluoride but it might. We don't know. Every bottle of water is produced differently. So again, Natural Nurse Mama on Instagram, every day she posts something just that's outstanding.
Very cool.
Outstanding. And we carry the water carafe it's $82. It will last about 225 gallons, and it will remove fluoride plus all chemicals. Because keep in mind, Clint, some woman's taking hormones, a man's taking hormones, and they urinate, it doesn't get filtered out. It goes downstream, and you're getting minuscule amounts now. It's minuscule.
Yeah.
But you do that constantly over 10 years, you are starting to disrupt your own endocrine system. Again, not living in a cave. Let's make simple choices that are reasonable. It's reasonable to have a carafe in your house and just filter your water and pour it into a cup. And do I do that all day long? No, but I do it every morning. I make my coffee with it. I drink my water in the morning. I do it in the evening. And we have a really good water at the store, so I try my best to do that. Now, I will admit, I do not drink enough water.
Right.
That is one of my weak areas. And, you know, as you get older, you just get tired of going to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I go to the bathroom all the time. I drink tons of water. I've got one of those Brita water filters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drink tons of water. I bet I go through at least a couple gallons of water a day. But, you know, a friend of mine told me, whether it's true or not, that they're pretty trustworthy. You can drink too much and flush your body out with all the essentials, too. I didn't know that.
You can.
Yeah.
You only need about 64 ounces, in my opinion, every day. Now, Brita is only going to remove what I spoke about earlier, which is the chlorine and the
I was trying to avoid the talking about pee and having plastic in me. So I was trying to get past that, Ed. I'm going to have to come look at your, leave here, and I'm going to come buy another bottle of melatonin. I'll look at the filterature.
Well, when your Brita is ready for a filter exchange, that's when you need to look. Don't throw away it if you got good stuff.
Okay.
Recent research has shown as linked sweetened beverages, both sugar and artificial sweetener, to a increase in depression. And a second study that was very credible showed that those high in sodium and low in potassium had far more frequent bouts of depression. And so when they switched them to a Mediterranean diet, that had significant reduction in depression. How many times would you go to your health professional with depression for you or your children that they would speak of food? Probably none. But yet food, our knife and fork is still the most powerful ally that we have in our health. It doesn't have to be nutrients, but it needs to be the right choice of foods. And that is processed carbohydrates are is basically what's killing this nation.
I'm going to have to look at what a Mediterranean diet is.
And it really focuses on healthy protein sources, fish, chicken, and beef, with low glycemic vegetables, which are the colored vegetables, and also olive oil. I mean, basically what I eat.
Yeah.
Now, they do throw a little more grains in than what I do, but it's far healthier and cleaner diet than the average American. Now, on we're having a essential oil lecture on August 16th. You go to nutritionw.com under events to sign up. Pranaram is flying in to teach this class. Pranaram is actually prescription essential oils in France. They are, you have to go to your doctor to get them. Why is that? Because of purity and potency. Essential oils are really the blood of a plant. And that means it's extremely powerful. Breathing it, applying it, sometimes internally using it. There's so many, and they're a wondrous, profound impact on positive health to use during sickness, or usually not just to maintain health, usually for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, August 16th, go to...
Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
I think it's a Monday.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Well, it may be a Tuesday. But
well, my daughter's moving off to college on the 14th, so that's a Sunday, so I'm thinking it's a Tuesday.
Well, it could be then.
I think it's a Tuesday.
You have a landmark to mark the
yes,
date
I do,
in your
sir.
Brain.
I absolutely do.
And creatine is a topic that I know you have used before and you like it. Well, one of my best staff members, Adam, which you know, did a Facebook post on what is creatine and how does it work. I'm a huge fan of creatine in modest doses to help maintain better strength and better volume of the muscle. There's some people who take too much of it and they might get a muscle cramp or get dehydrated. When parents come in, because they come into Nutrition World, they trust us, they say, would you give this to your 15-year-old? I said, I would give 5 grams a day to my 15-year-old, not any less than 15-year-old, but give him one scoop a day, and he will most likely be stronger. Mm-hmm. So he can lift heavier and recuperate a little bit better. Creatine, if it's from a good source, is very safe and is found in foods, but you just got to make sure you have the right quality. And, of course, we vet everything as far as that. Do you take creatine now? Or
No, but I have in the past. I wish I could, but right now I don't.
Yeah.
But I would love to get back on it because I felt like my muscles were fuller and I was a little stronger.
You do look full.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially on the midsection. I've got one good ab.
one,
it's amazing too.
I want to cover just a tiny bit about COVID. You know, we all hear in the news that, you know, Biden had COVID and then he got a relapse.
Yep.
Guarantee why he got a relapse is because he took the drug Paxlovid, which is the new drug that's the miracle drug that's supposed to help you get over COVID quicker. No, it doesn't. It does in some people. What it does is cause a relapse. The studies are getting more and more clear that what happens is you take it, you get better. Whoops, all of a sudden, day 7, I'm getting it back again. And this is coming up over and over and over in studies.
Hmm.
But yet it's being presented like it's going to work for 99% of all people. You cannot trust most of the new headline drugs because they have not been tested. In fact, all medical students and docs are taught the importance of using clinical studies and trials. That's what they study. That's what they look at. They read. That's what they hear from the pharmaceutical reps. But what they're not being told is 86% of these trials are funded by Big Pharma. And in the British Medical Journal recently, they said very emphatically, 51% of all medical journal editors are paid large sums of money. Do you think that a medical editor is going to allow a published study on melatonin and heart health? No way.
Yeah.
Because no one can fund them the way that pharmaceuticals can. We are being had with improper bad science, and yet people say follow the science. I agree with follow the science, but follow the honest science, not the ones that's paid and bought.
Well, it's hard to follow the science too if you can't ask the questions you need to
Bingo.
Ask. I mean, I'm okay following science as long as when I ask the question, it points me in a direction that I can buy in. Tell me when we're ready for a break because I want to give you a guest that I think you should have on your podcast.
Hey, we're ready for a break.
Liver King. Have you ever been on Instagram and seen Liver King?
I talk about him pretty often.
Oh, do you?
Okay.
All right. Never mind that. I think you should get him as a guest.
Well, you know what? I hashtag him on my TikTok thinking that maybe someday we'll get
just
connected.
Send him a
up.
Message, man, saying, listen, we're both badass spirits. Come on over okay. here and be on the podcast.
Hey, you know, I'm going to do that because, and you also, I want to thank you for your little info on that little device for air compressor and battery charger.
Oh, yeah, Halo.
I bought two called a Halo.
Yeah.
I'm giving one as a gift to my son-in-law this Sunday.
Or isn't it cool?
Later.
They're very cool.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I'll have a few words of wisdom, that and more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast, with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell. Today, I want to read something regarding the Stoic website, which I really value and I read every day. Almost every sport has a dominant body type. Basketball players are tall. Quarterbacks, too, have to be tall enough to see over the offensive line. Swimmers tend to have long torsos, and gymnasts tend to be on the shorter side. Over generations, the way the sport is played selects for a certain type of athlete. But just because height or speed or body type is a strength doesn't mean that athletes lacking those attributes are weak or out of luck. In fact, often the opposite is true. The new HBO documentary on Tony Hawk talks about how early pool and vert skaters needed a certain amount of strength to yank the board up and out of the ramp to get air for a trick. As a skinny kid, Tony Hawk simply did not have this strength. It seemed like a disadvantage up until the very moment that it drove him to innovate oiling as he rode up to the lip and thus changed skateboarding forever. In a classic example of Marcus Aurelius said how the impediment to action advances action. What stood in the way? Hawk's inability to perform a certain task physically became a new way, which his mind and creativity and courage was all able to create from nothing. It's funny. You know, we sit here and we curse ourselves for not being as well-funded as our competitors, or for not having the contacts or network of our peers, for not being able to go to a better school or live in a certain place, for the market being what it is right now. And yes, this is unfortunate. It would have been preferable for things to have been far more fair, been easier, been simpler. But without that unfairness and difficulty in the world, we'd have been deprived of so many innovations, so many breakthroughs, so many ways of doing things better. You know what? We can turn our weaknesses into strengths. We can convert our disadvantages into advantages. Indeed, that's what every great company, athlete, and artist has always done. My personal example of that, Clint, is getting a divorce. I have 10 years of very high alimony that I did not think I would be able to pay. I went into that 8.5 years ago thinking, how can I ever do this? Well, you know what? That challenge has allowed me to build Nutrition World into a complex that I never dreamed possible. If I had not had the challenges, I would have probably cruised life. I would have treaded water. But instead of that, I knew I had a bear I had to beat. And I did it every single day over that past 8.5 years.
Have you, and I'm sure you have, have you ever heard Jocko? You knew Jocko.
Yes.
Have you heard good? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard his take on the word good?
No.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Because it's kind of along these same lines, and I'm not going to try to impersonate Jocko. We only got a couple minutes left. But basically, when anything goes wrong in your life, your response needs to be good.
Yes.
And then he goes into why. Because then that opens up your options. Mm-hmm. Now I know what they're saying can't be done, so everything else is a do thing. And it's a very mm-hmm. cool take on it. So I like that because it's an obstacle. It doesn't have to be a wall.
And if you look at life as the obstacle is the way, which is an old wise saying,
yeah.
It changes the game. And amor fati means the love.
Pardon me? Excuse me?
Amor fati means the love of fate.
Okay.
If you start really, instead of running from things that are struggles or things that are around the corner that could be struggles, and you actually change the perception to, I'm going to really actually love the changes that are around the corner that some may be tough, instead of running from them, it just kind of changes the energy of the system.
Well, and two, that's why I think athletics are not just athletics, but it's all about, like in boxing or wrestling or football or weightlifting, it's about finding your spacing, your footwork, adjusting where you're at, how you're positioning yourself in life when your opponent is stronger or faster, then what can I use to leverage in weightlifting? Mm-hmm. Are you using the right levers and, mm-hmm. and fulcrums? You know, are you using good form? All it is giving you the opportunity to make yourself better, adjust, adapt, and overcome.
Well, you said the key words, giving yourself the opportunity. Now, we can freeze in that position or we can see the opportunity.
Yeah.
And we have to be mentally prepared. Again, I think that's part of the currency of aging is to evolve into the place of that perception that it is an opportunity.
Absolutely.
There was a big study done on ginger root and pain. Dr. Greger, and I posted it on Facebook on Vital Health Radio. And, I've always read that ginger root is good for pain. I didn't find it to be good for pain. I take everything under the sun. But what he found was, and he's very critical of supplements, so when he says something, it works, it really like, oh, it must really work.
Okay.
He said it takes 2 weeks of taking it. It won't work like an aspirin or an Advil. It takes 2 weeks of taking it in order for it to decrease pain. So I've never taken ginger root more than 2 days because, if you have an ache in your elbow and you take it and it doesn't work, you kind of figure, well, this is not going to work. So you quit. Now, I do take it for nausea. I love it for vertigo and nausea. but I only took it taken occasionally. So I've started the past couple of days. I'm going to take about two with each meal. And he says it takes 2 weeks. And the numbers were pretty substantial of the pain reduction.
I cannot wait to hear this because if it works, I've got bad shoulders and hips. And now here's the important question before we wrap it up, Ed. With those two pills a day that you're adding to your meals, are you at 101?
Well, what I do, Clint, is I don't put those pills in the bag. I leave those out in the cabinet on the counter.
So they don't count.
They don't count.
It's like mystery pills.
99 is 99. There's something about delving into the 100 plus that scares me. I don't know.
Somebody's a little superstitious. Don't call you any names.
All right. Well, I want to remind everybody, keep all your EMF stuff 5 feet away from your head at night. I want to keep pounding on that because it is a true blue solution to helping part of the puzzle of our decliningness as we age, because it affects the brain chemistry and affects the body chemistry. And you know what? I've had a good time today, Clint.
It's been fun. Yeah.
You always make it very easy. And that will do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and cheerful day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.